بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب التقوى. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم الله ذو الفضل العظيم. Continuing with the chapter on taqwa, that is the thamarat and the benefits of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that if you will adopt taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with the criteria in which will enable you to distinguish between truth and falsehood, between what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is displeasing to Allah. And Allah ta'ala will wipe away, expiate your sins. And Allah will forgive you. Allah is the owner of great bounty. Yesterday, we discussed the verse of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you adopt taqwa, then Allah ta'ala will remove or open a road for you out of every difficulty. And Allah ta'ala will give you your rizq and sustenance from sources which you could not even have imagined. Continuing with that, we find one very, very great benefit is found in this verse of the Quran, that Allah ta'ala blesses a muttaqi, a person who adopts taqwa, has the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah. Allah gives him a special noor, and Allah gives him a special light which will guide him towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same subject matter is mentioned in another verse of the Quran wherein Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayni min rahmatihi wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi wa yaghfir lakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, develop taqwa and believe upon his messengers, we will give you double the reward. And pertinent to what we're discussing, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا, Allah Ta'ala says, we will give you a spiritual light. In other words, we will make you the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will guide you, we will bring you closer to us, if you will develop taqwa. And when it comes to becoming Allah's friend, or becoming the wali of Allah Ta'ala, because of our, we may call it Indo-Pak background, the majority of us originally originated from there, and our forefathers obviously were idol worshippers. This concept of wilayat, this concept of becoming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friend, we have made it something that is unattainable, or it is limited to just a select few or a select class. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, Rabia Basri rahimahullah, we feel that these are now the friends of Allah ta'ala. And for anybody else to become a wali or to become a friend of Allah ta'ala, this is something, generally, the attitude is that this is something completely unattainable. However, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, who is Allah's friend? Who is Allah's wali? Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khufun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Allah says, those who are my friends, they will have no fear, no grief. The dunya will be made, the akhirat will be made. Now, who is the friend of Allah? Who is the wali? The one who walks on water, the one who flies in the air, the one who can go around on flying carpet? No. What does Allah say? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Who is Allah's wali? The one who has iman and develops taqwa. The one who has iman and develops taqwa. Somewhere else in the Quran Allah says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. Sirf or sirf. Only and only. That is total exclusivity. Only those will be Allah's wali who have taqwa. So this is why taqwa is so important. This is something every Muslim has to aspire to attain. Develop taqwa, the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah, a life where we have Allah in front of us, a life of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience. And according to the verses of the Quran which I recited just now, Allah will give you a special light inside you that will guide you. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. He said, fear the inner wisdom which Allah gives a mu'min. Allah gives a mu'min firasat. Allah gives him an extra sensory perception. Allah gives him an inner nur and an inner light, a special understanding. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْدُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Allah says he looks with the nur of Allah. One classical example of this was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's one incident mentioned in Tabari's Kitab, likewise, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Tariqul Khulafa has mentioned this incident. That in the time of the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, one night Ali radiallahu ta'ala was sleeping and he sees a dream. In his dream he sees that he is going for Fajr Salah in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And outside the masjid there is an elderly lady in her hand, she has a tray full of dates. So she gives this to Ali radiallahu ta'ala and she says to him that present this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to distribute these dates amongst his companions. So Ali radiallahu anhu accepts this. He goes into the masjid after Fajr Salah. He approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah, someone has given these dates, hadiya, and requested that you distribute it amongst the companions. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes one date and he puts it in the mouth of Ali. Such is the sweetness of the date that Ali radiallahu ta'ala immediately says, Zidni Ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, give me another one. Just as he says this, the azan for Fajr goes. And Ali radiallahu anhu wakes up realizing that it was a dream. To his consternation, surprise, now in a waking state, he approaches the masjid and he finds the same old lady outside the masjid. In her hands is a tray of dates. She presents it to Ali radiallahu anhu and says to him that give this to Amirul Mu'mineen Umar and request him to distribute it amongst the companions. Ali radiallahu anhu is quite surprised by what has occurred. Nevertheless, he makes salah. After salah, he presents it to Umar radiallahu ta'ala and he relates the request of this lady. Umar radiallahu ta'ala takes one date and he puts it in the mouth of Ali. Ali radiallahu anhu experiences the same sweetness, same ecstasy that he experienced in the date which he had eaten in his dream from the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he makes the same request, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen Zidni, that O Umar, give me another one. So Umar radiallahu anhu smiles at him and says, Lo zadaka al-habib lazidtuka. If my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given you another one, I also would have given you another one. So this is what is meant by that firasat al-mu'min. That Umar radiallahu anhu, that special light, that special understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those who will develop taqwa. That is why we are encouraged. When you want mashwara, you want guidance, go to the people that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah ta'ala gives them a special nur. Allah ta'ala gives them a special understanding. And this is something that, as I mentioned earlier, is not unattainable. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ Allah ta'ala says, this is open to anyone. The playing fields are level. It's not closed. The door of becoming Allah's friend, the door of becoming someone close to Allah, the door of becoming someone whom Allah ta'ala will open the road of understanding for, is not closed. Bring iman and develop taqwa. Bring iman and develop taqwa. One, Allah will give you a special light. You will be guided to what is the obedience of Allah. You will be guided to stay away from that which is haram. And second, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ If you will develop taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, it is my promise, I will wipe away your sins. The door to Jannat will be made easy. And as we heard in the other verses, the door to solving your problems will be made easy. The door to barakat and blessings will be made easy. So many promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has kept on taqwa. Allah gives us understanding.